This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Vavos of Mishnah Gimel. Aloyim Yechaveh Perek Echad. If you learn one parak, one chapter, Halacha Achas, one Halacha, one Pasuk Echad, one Dibur Echad, one Pasuk, one Dib, one statement, for the Ois Achas, even one letter, which the first folk explains, that means even one letter that has an effect, has a lever that we can learn out something new. For instance, Vav Moisval in the Rishon, there's an extra Vav, which is attaching one parasha to the next. So we can learn the second parasha from the first parasha. There's a lever coming out from that Ois Achas. So we're going to be covered after Shom Ah. Shekim Asir Dovah Tov Melech Yisrael. Shom Ah Tov Melech Yisrael. Shom Ah Tov Melech Yisrael. He didn't learn from Achit Tov Elish Nein Zvavah, but only two things. And those two things were that Achit Tov was when his Dovah, the Dovah Melech, he taught him, he gave him Musa for two things. That the Melech should not learn by himself, and also when you're entering the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should go beragah, you should go in awe and trepidation, fear, you're going into the place of Hashem. And even so, the only man learned these two things, even so, Kroi Rabba, he called him his master, his Rebbe, his Alufa, his Miyudoi, he called him his mentor and his advisor. You are a man of my worth. Alufim Yudoi. You're my mentor, my advisor. And then David HaMelech referred to him as a person that when David HaMelech said to Rashi, says in Tehillim that he said, you're a man of my worth, he's saying that you're as important as I am. So he gave him this Gvaldik a cover. But the Torah of the Chaim says the Mishnah, Umaah, Tovah, Mel Yisrael, Shalat, Omer, Mech, Tovah, Mel Shnei, Dvaram, Bavai, only two things. For a rabbi, he still called him his Rebbe, his teacher, his master, his mentor, and his advisor. If you learn from another person, one parak, one chapter, Aloch Achas, one Aloch, Oy Pasuk Echor, Oy Dibur Echor, one puzzle, one deep, I feel like I always ask him, one always. It's kind of a common sensorial, you know, by COVID, so you have to know by COVID. First, I'm going to chat, what's the sort of this Kalva Choyme, Amun Shmuel, says the Pshat, that just a headyard, a regular person learning from another guy who torn the MS. He was Achel Koshchein, has to be known by COVID. Because from always, Achel, sometimes a Kamat Shemel is not being a deal. But the story of the Kalva Choyme is that if David HaMelech Yisrael, who was taught two things by Achit Teufel, and yet David was the Melech Yisrael, and Achit Teufel was a Rasha, and yet David HaMelech Mamash showed respect to him, far more respect than he deserved because of two halachas, certainly a person who's learning, a regular person, and he's taught something by somebody who's regular, but Lamais, at the end of the day, he's not a Rasha. How the Choyme has to be known by COVID? He ain't COVID on the Torah. Rashi says, COVID comes to a person only through Torah. She never COVID, Chachom in COVID. The Chachmei HaTorah, they will inherit COVID. That is a schus for Chachmei HaTorah to get the meaning of COVID. Chachmei HaTorah. They will inherit good. As we know, the word Torah refers to Torah. And since there's Zoycha, the Talmidim to be Kabbalah Lekach Torah, which is the Torah, Shasido, you know, in the future will be, we mantle them Kavoid. So Mela, they have to be nerd covered in their teachers. So says Tiferes Yisrael. So the Maisa, we see a murder of Gezara, but they ain't covered on the Torah. That's the true honor. When the person, that's the true honor, that, meaning the person, way a person's zircha to cover, true cover is through Koyach HaTorah, but say. And then by honoring, that person taka honoring the Torah, but to be zircha to that, you have to taka have Torah in you. And that's the point of the Mishnah at the end. And after this whole Bryce is important, the Cheshivas of Torah. You want to know who should be respected? Somebody has Torah. If he shout out to Torah, then he should be respected. If not, who says? But that's the true covenant person. Someone who has Torah, somebody who understands the Torah. And therefore, this is a murder chizuk to know that that's true honor in this world. This honor, although it's not the true honor. The true honor is knowing Hashem's Torah and realizing what Torah is. That's what it is. That's the whole purpose. That the more I realize, the more I realize that that's the true covenant. To be a Talmud Chacham, to know Torah, to have Torah, to understand the Torah, to be able to teach the Torah. That's the true covenant. That inspires somebody. That inspires someone that I want to learn the Torah. Because I understand that that's the greatest cover, that's the greatest desire that a person can have in this world. The greatest thing that a person could own is the Torah that he has. So therefore, we should try our hardest to understand, to first of all, to learn the Torah with the right appreciation of the greatness of Torah, what it means, but also to honor the Torah, whatever we can, because from honoring the Torah, comes to leave it on Torah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.